Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I'm your host, Tom B. Stone. A lot to unpack today, but first, I invite you to call in and join the fracas and the conversation at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You could feel free to join me in the chat room, where I'll address your questions and comments there as well. Remember, you could join us here every week on Wednesdays live at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Talk 29, or listen anytime on demand. The topics today I'm going to cover may be a bit controversial, but I'm not here to practice any political correctness. I'm here to give you the truth. And with that being said, folks, any listeners who are easily offended or have children that may be in close proximity to whatever device you're listening to me on, either remove the ears from little ears from the room, or you can just feel free to shut my show off. Now then, I don't want to start the broadcast off with doom and gloom, but I do believe it's relevant to the lies and propaganda that the liberal nut jobs in the mainstream media and in the current administration have been trying to convince the American people of for the last six-plus years. I do have to get to this, and I just have one simple question. What in the blue hell is going on in the White House? Could it be that cocaine was found in the West Wing just 2 days after Hunter Biden was there, had an all-night drug binge and forgot he left it while he was in his cocaine-induced stupor, much like he forgot his laptop at a repair shop in Delaware, whilst in the same condition? Well, folks, common sense points to yes. But the ass-kissers and the cheerleaders for the degenerate First Family and their administration will have the American people believing that this has been blown out of proportion. Now, President Houseplant Biden, the author of the 1994 crime bill, which states that if you're caught with illegal substances, the government can not only seize all your assets and you will serve time in prison. But not the Bidens. Nope, they're excluded. So whosever drugs they were should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, just like any person caught with the same substance on any street of America. The only difference is that all visitors to the White House are vetted and logged before entering, and the drugs were found in not only a heavily surveilled but heavily trafficked West Wing. So the owner of the powdery white substance should be pretty cut and dry, pun intended. Now then, and that's all I really have to say about that. But over the weekend and the day that we should have been celebrating our country's independence in the United States of America was plagued by mass shootings, resulting in several deaths and even more injuries, including children and elderly. 66 in the Chicago area alone. 66 shootings in 4 days of July. That's an average of 17 per day, but I'm no mathematician. Let's move on. Where's the new mayor, Brandon Johnson, and the chaos that plagued in just Chicago? Where's good old Jamal Bowman, New York State representative, who practically accosted Thomas Mastey in the hall of the Capitol, telling him what needs to be done, but doesn't actually have a clue about gun control? Where was the outrage from the left and the mainstream media on all the gun violence that took place in just 4 days in the month of July? Right. I know. Teacher calling me. Nowhere. Nowhere to be found, because they're all focused on some rogue assistant to Melania Trump who swears as the day is long that the then president, Donald J. Trump, was showing classified documents to people and waving them around freely in the White House. Well, I could tell you that it takes no rocket scientist to know that she's an absolute liar and also a degenerate and should be actually investigated if this is true, because how does she know they're classified documents unless she saw them and read them, which in turn makes her complicit if this information that she divulged is indeed legit, which I could tell you from my gut that it's not. But since it involves the great big meanie pants, super orange man himself, it overrides the senseless violence that plagued the United States. Now, what do these areas of the mass shootings have in common, you ask? Let's see. Let's name the city, shall we? Chicago, Baltimore, Atlanta, D.C., New York City, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, and St. Louis. Now, if you've been a listener to this show, or not living under a rock for the last, I don't know how many years, all Democrat-run shitholes with some of the toughest gun laws on the books. And yet the lawmakers that have been elected by we the American people are still telling anyone who is still willing to listen, guns are the problem. I truly doubt that any one of these vermin involved in committing these senseless acts of violence got their guns legally. You think they went through background checks or mental health evaluations? Of course not. Common sense will tell us that criminals will find a way to obtain illegal contraband, whether it be guns, drugs, any kind of other illegal things out there. But they don't care about the consequences, nor will any of them ever answer for them or for what they did or what people intend to do when they just go out and commit these a senseless act of violence, killing innocent people. In the name of what? With one statement, I will prove to you the left doesn't give a damn. And they advocate for the chaos. Here's proof. Some time ago, a bill came to the House floor that called for armed guards in the wake of several mass shootings over several years. A bill came to the House floor called for armed guards in all 150,000 schools across the United States. Now, the bill that was drafted included funding that would pay the guards a salary of $40,000 a year annually. Now, that's a low ball salary. but for mathematical purposes, a $40,000 salary for armed guards in all 150,000 schools in the United States. Total cost, $10 billion. It was voted down by the Senate. Why, you ask? Oh, it was too much, and we didn't have the money. No, that's too much money. We can't afford it, and, we just can't do that. So they voted it down. At the time, we sent $100 billion to Ukraine for a war that we, the U.S., are supporting by proxy. That's 10 times. Now, this is at the time the bill was drafted. We've sent more since then. $100 billion to Ukraine, but we can't fund a bill to protect our – we can't fund something that will protect our children, where they can go to a place where they can feel safe. Our banks have armed guards. Politicians have armed guards. Why not the kids? Why can't I send my kid off to school knowing in my heart of hearts that they're going to be safe for the next 8 hours? Nope. But yet all the ones who oppose or who are for taking everybody's guns, like, you don't need an AK-14 for hunting, numbskull, Einstein. The Second Amendment was not meant to outline hunting. It was to outline and protect United States citizens from a tyrannical government. Have you people read the goddamn Constitution? Are you totally dense? Before you go on TV and spout out your nonsense, do you ever just look in the mirror and understand that you're a complete idiot? All of you, every single one of you that go on TV and try to convince the American people that guns are the problem, you're morons. But here's the thing, we know better. Billions of dollars to Ukraine, to billions to other foreign countries for gender studies. You've approved bills that were pork-filled to fund your liberal-backed special interest projects, not giving a damn about protecting our children, the future leaders of America, instead concentrating on what poses the biggest threat to our democracy. You're the first to get on TV and say the biggest threats to our democracy are white supremacy. Climate change? No. Parents at school board meetings? No, they're only protesting that they don't want their children to have access to books that show blatant graphic depictions of how to give oral sex. Did you want your 8-year-old reading that? I doubt it. And if you do, you should be locked up. These people are the most disgusting vermin on this planet. And the swamp needs to be drained. But I did forget. The constant variable in this is Joe Biden. Now, make no mistake, Joe Biden, as a nice guy as he might be to some people that are in our, in the United States government, he's not running this country. He's not making any decisions. He's out there to read the teleprompter. He's out there to read the teleprompter, and he'll read whatever is on the teleprompter as long as it's in front of him. He doesn't know where he is. He can't complete a sentence on his own. When somebody calls him out on something, he gets mad and snaps at a reporter. Somebody asked him something legitimate the other day, and he was like, no! No. Please elaborate. Please elaborate. No. Is that your answer? Wow. Finish the top of your class. You're just a fucking genius, aren't you? Joe Biden is the most inept, ineffectual, brainless idiot that has ever graced the White House floor, that has ever graced a microphone, that's ever graced cable television. He's an idiot. He has thrown this country into poverty. He has aided and abetted the chaos that are the constant rioting and looting of BLM and Antifa. And the Democrats advocate this. They're all sitting around in a circle right now singing Kumbaya and loving every single minute of it because they think that somehow they're going to stay in power. That's their goal. Their goal is to stay in power. And how do they do that? They're using the FBI. They're using the CIA. They're using the media, who's also complicit in every single one of these things. They lied to you about COVID. They lied to you about Hunter Biden's laptop. They lied to you about him being involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas. How many things do they have to be caught with before? He's just completely, the left have backed themselves into a corner. But they seem to slither out by changing the subject and creating a distraction. Much like what I spoke about in the beginning of this broadcast with the rogue, scorn, former assistant of Melania Trump. That took the attention off the cocaine being found in the White House, didn't it? That's what they talked about. There was no outrage from the left. All they're talking about is that, you know, all the Republicans are blowing it out of proportion. It's a bigger story that it's not as big of a story as they think it is, and they're just blowing it out of proportion. And come on, you know goddamn well if Donald Trump was still in office and they found cocaine in the White House, that this would be on every single channel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the amount of the substance would have a ticker in the goddamn right-hand corner. They tried to get you to believe that it was cocaine hydrochloride, which is a different than the illegal cocaine. It's meant to help with dental pain. Do they really think we're that stupid? Did they read that line when it was fed to them before they said it? Do they have a brain in their head that works to go, wait a minute, I'm not saying that. That's going to make me look stupid. Because it did. And nobody believed it. Buying that. Nobody is. Newsflash. And the more you try to sell bullshit, the more it's going to backfire on you. Now, again, I'm gonna steal this meme that I saw on social media. It said, the more I hear this stuff, the less and less I feel that Jim Jones didn't have too much of a problem getting people to drink the Kool-Aid. Because that's exactly what they are. They're Jim Jones, and they're trying to get us to drink the Kool-Aid. Well, there's some people that are drinking it. You know who they are? They're the Trump haters. This administration simply has supporters because they hate Donald Trump so much. They've turned Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis against each other. So now they're just hurling insults back and forth like they're two petulant children on the playground. So that's a distraction. Tried to get people to believe that Donald Trump was reading or showing classified documents to a reporter, but until a videotape actually surfaced where he was holding New Yorker magazine. So that went right down the shitter. No retraction, by the way. No retraction, no apology, no anything like that. Nope. Orange man bad. We need to find something else. And they did. And it was quickly debunked. They'll hang on to it for as long as they can. Until they conjure up something else. I don't know about you, but if this candidate, who's, by the way, has a commanding lead over everyone that's running against him, if this is the man the left shiver and squirm like they do anytime he speaks, that they need to somehow find a way to prosecute their political opponent, then that's the guy I want in office. That's the guy I want being my voice. Because he says it like it is. There's no other candidate that'll tell it like it is except for Donald J. Trump. Will DeSantis do it? No. He doesn't have enough balls to do so. And he doesn't. Donald Trump's the only one. The bottom line is that this needs to end immediately. The people are speaking up, but we're unfortunately not loud enough. We need to fight like hell and make your voices heard on election day. Prove that you care. Get to the polls. Don't stay home. In fact, use the buddy system. Go with friends. Go with family. Vote according to who, by doing your due diligence, has the best interest of the American people in mind and the United States in mind. And all if you stay home and don't vote, that's worse than voting for the opposition. Now, folks, just a reminder, if you are a fan of the content I provided on this broadcast, feel free to tune into my colleague's broadcast as well, Marcus Cain's As I See It. That's every Thursday afternoon on Blog Talk Radio at 2 p.m. Marcus Cain's As I See It, 2 p.m., very interesting stuff, very in-depth, very interesting things on his take on what's going on in the currently in the United States. With that being said, again, I'm truly grateful to have this platform to provide this information to you on a weekly basis. All the stuff that the mainstream media won't tell you or can't tell you because they're not allowed. My goal, as long as I'm on the air, is to inform the American people of the truth. I will never lie to you. If you feel that my information is not accurate, please drop me a private message, an email, and I will do the best to correct it. But like I said, I'll provide you with the most accurate information I have at my disposal on a weekly basis. And that is my goal. As long as there's breath in my body, and as long as there's that I am on the air. I intend to stay on the air for quite a long time. That being said, folks, I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July and celebrating the country's independence. You spent time with your family. It's officially the beginning of the summer. Please stay safe out there. And for everyone else, thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.